A national disability insurance scheme is a step closer after the Productivity Commission delivered its final report on an initiative to the federal government. The Commission has spent the past 18 months exploring how such a scheme could meet the long-term needs of the 2 million plus Australians who either have a disability or care for someone who does. John Della Bosca is the National Campaign Director of the lobby group Every Australian Counts. John Della Bosca, welcome back to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Well, thank you, John. There seems almost universal agreement that a national disability insurance scheme of some kind is worthwhile, but it always comes down to the question, can we afford it or when can we afford it? And the annual cost of an insurance scheme for disability has been put at $6.3 billion. That's a lot of money in these constrained times, isn't it?
It's a lot of money in constrained times, but this is a golden opportunity for the federal government and therefore the Australian people to seize the initiative and provide certainty and hope for people with a disability and their families. The really important thing about this issue of cost is for people have to understand there's a massive cost, a huge cost to doing nothing. If we don't make sure that we properly support people with a disability, that means many people carers and people with a disability themselves are locked out of the workforce. It means that people are in much more expensive services in health and criminal justice, in other parts of the social support network that they could be more adequately supported in the community and get better outcomes for the people themselves, better outcomes and frankly, more economically affordable outcomes in an NDIS.
So can you explain for people listening how a national disability insurance scheme would change that? Would change, for instance, the incidence of people with some kind of disability ending up in prison or hospital or whatever?
Well, first of all, people would be supported based on an objective assessment of their need. Secondly, they'd obviously be given support, which could be equipment, could be therapy, could be support to find themselves accommodation, or at least be supported into accommodation. It could obviously be, in some cases, support to modifications for homes, for cars, the capacity to get into the workforce in some cases. And what that's going to mean, of course, through an NDIS, is that instead of them relying on the ration services that exist provided by the states now, then they would be able to be adequately supported instead of, you know, basically piecing together what they can from the health system or simply getting no support at all.
So it would mean, a national disability insurance scheme would mean that instead of those who are faced with a disability and those who care for them copying the responsibility for that care with whatever, as you say, ad hoc help they can get, piecemeal support from the welfare system, that all of us contribute to a national pool that covers these costs. That's the basic policy,
yes,
isn't it?
And the rationale for that is twofold. First of all, disability can happen to anybody, anytime. It's something that happens to people throughout their lives. It can happen to their children. It's, in a sense, that's why we use the word. That's why it's described as an insurance scheme, because it's a social insurance scheme. It protects people from the possibility of that happening to them. And it, you know, gives, obviously, society the satisfaction that people are adequately supported when it does happen to them, knowing that it will happen to a certain number of people, either at birth or they'll acquire it during their life. The second thing that's really important, I think, for people to understand is that Australia does have a very good reputation in social policy. When you think about education, when you think about the university system, when you think about our much maligned health system, which is actually a fantastic system, we would be absolutely outraged if any of those, Australians would be absolutely outraged if any of those systems only functioned at 50% of the capacity to meet the needs of people relying on those things. So if there was only 50% of kids being educated by the education system, we'd be outraged. Well, the reality is we've been living for a very long time with a disability system that only services the needs of about half of those that require them, and that just can't be sustained. And that puts Australia where we like to think of ourselves as the country of a fair go. It puts us right down towards the bottom end of the OECD figures when it comes to supporting people with disability in most of the categories that are measured.
If Australia is going to take this step, we'll get back to the cost of it. The disability, a group called the Disability Investment Group, noted in a report in 2009 that the Australian government commits approximately $20 billion a year now to the disability welfare system in all kinds of payments and other impact costs. This $6.3 billion of a national disability insurance scheme, that comes, I think I'm right in saying that comes on top of that $20 billion a year. That would be on top of if you put all that in a pool, there'd still be an extra $6.3 billion.
That's the way you have to see it. But I suppose most of the pool comes from the $6.3 billion from the Commonwealth and also the existing state disability systems are folded into the pool.
Okay, so how are we going to pay for it? Can you tell us, can you give us a sense of whether a Medicare-style levy is proposed under the Productivity Commission's report?
Look, I don't know what the final report of the Productivity Commission says yet. I think all of us await that with great interest, but on the basis of the interim report, we can make a pretty fair assumption that they do not recommend a levy. What they indicate is that the pool should be provided by making an actuarial calculation on the real needs for disability in the community and taking that directly out of general revenue. And I think that's, I think there's some political insight in that, because I think obviously this needs to be, this is best supported by a bipartisan approach, not a controversial approach, and the levy would be, I suppose, potentially controversial. So we're dealing with a scheme that, in its fullness, costs that $6.2 billion, or and perhaps even a bit of inflation, a bit more than that. But that's over time. So we're starting with the proposal for a trial, and that's something that I believe the final report will recommend, because the interim report did. It will be a trial that will examine the way in which the scheme itself would work, mm-hmm. if it would be adequately supported, if it's possible to fold the state systems in to a national system, the best ways to do that. And then, of course, upon the end of that trial, if it's successful, which I'm pretty sure it would be, to use those learnings to create the national scheme.
Okay. All right. Well, it's certainly an idea that's time has come, you would think. John Delabosco, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran. Thank you.
John Delabosco is the National Campaign Director for the campaign Every Australian Counts. It's 17 to 7.